Ahkam in minutes. Najas things. In this video, we will get to know the most important najas things, or impurities according to the Islamic laws. Almost everything around us in this beautiful world is considered tahir, or you can say ritually pure. But in the Islamic laws, there are very few things that are considered najas or ritually impure. We have 8 common najas things around us: urine and feces, blood, dead body, semen, dog, pig, and alcoholic liquors. So let's get to know each of them a bit better, starting at the top of the list. Number 1 and 2, urine and feces. Is it from all the animals? No, not from all, but from some of them. For example, the urine and feces of sheep, cows, and fishes is not najas, but from cats and dogs it is najas. So what is the difference between these types of animals? To be able to distinguish between them, it's important to know a bit more about 2 concepts: halal meat and gushing blood. In the Islamic laws, animals are divided into 2 categories: those whose blood gushes from their veins, meaning that if their vein is cut, blood pours out forcefully. And the second category are those whose blood doesn't gush out. Now, the second concept, halal meat. Again, the animals are split into 2 categories: either we are allowed to eat them or not allowed to. To know which animal is halal or haram for us to eat is a broad topic. For more info, please refer to the Islamic laws book. Alright then, back to the najas things. So, the urine and the feces of all animals with gushing blood and whose meat is haram is considered najas. Remember again, haram meat plus having gushing blood. So, according to this, the urine and the feces of lion is najas. The same for monkeys, rats, cats, rhinos, and etc. But it's not najas for sheep, cows, camels, goats, and even for a buffalo, since its meat is halal for us to eat. Now, a question. Is the dropping of an eagle najas or not? You have 3 seconds to answer. Yes, no, maybe yes, maybe no, none of the above. Well, the right answer is that according to some of our scholars, it's not najas, even though the eagle's blood gushes out and its meat is haram for us to eat. You know, some scholars exclude all birds from this categorization. The third item is blood. This includes the blood of human beings and any animal whose blood gushes out of their veins. Once the blood is out of the body, it's considered najas. And the blood of those animals that doesn't gush out, such as fishes and insects, is not najas. So, another question. Sometimes, when we buy halal meat, we see some blood on the meat. Is this blood najas? This blood is considered tahir. Since the animal was slaughtered according to the Islamic laws, only the blood which comes out from the neck during the slaughtering is najas. Once the animal is no longer alive and the blood stops gushing out, what remains inside the body is tahir. The fourth item is the dead body. Again, that of a human being or of any animal whose blood gushes out. If an animal of this category dies in a manner other than that prescribed by the Islamic law, like in an accident or from illness, it will be considered as mayyit or dead body, no matter if its meat is halal or haram for us to eat. The mayyit or the dead body and most of its parts are najas. For example, the skin, meat, leather and whatever is made from them is najas. But the dead bodies of animals who don't gush blood, such as fishes, are not najas. The fifth najas substance is the semen of human beings and of every gushing blood animal. Number 6 and 7 of the najasat things are dogs and pigs, and all their parts, dead or alive. But note that these 2 animals, like all other animals, are respected in Islam, and their rights should be observed. Number 8 of najasat is the alcoholic liquor, made from grapes which intoxicates. Some scholars consider all types of intoxicants najas, whether it's from grape or not. Now that we know what the najis things are, let's review some general rules. Number 1. Being najis does not necessarily mean being dirty. Some things could be completely clean, even sterile, yet still be considered najis and vice versa. For example, you could wash and disinfect a pig perfectly, however, it still remains najis. Number 2. If these najis things touch any wet object, they make it najis. If both objects are completely dry, nothing would happen and the impurity doesn't transmit. Number 3. Everything is tahir, unless you are absolutely sure that it's najis. So, I guess it's najis, or I doubt it's pure, or I think it's najis have absolutely no value, and we shouldn't pay any attention to these doubts, and even we are not obliged to investigate about it. In our next video, we will talk about the methods of purification and different types of water. For more videos, follow us on